This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Steve Inskeep. The Egyptian-brokered ceasefire between Hamas and Israel has been quite a political boost for the Egyptian president, Mohamed Morsi. The Islamist leader spent long hours in meetings and on the telephone with world leaders. He spoke to President Obama 6 times during the crisis and was able to produce results, a cessation of violence that brought him high praise and put Egypt back on the international map. Tonight will be the test when negotiations on the details of the agreement begin. But as NPR's Leila Fadel reports, for now, Morsi is enjoying international acclaim, including these words of praise from the U.S. Secretary of State.
This is a critical moment for the region. Egypt's new government is assuming the responsibility and leadership that has long made this country a cornerstone of regional stability and peace.
It is a ringing endorsement from Hillary Clinton of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi after a ceasefire deal was announced in Cairo. Just a few months ago, there were questions about the U.S.-Egyptian relationship under this Islamist president. In an interview with Telemundo in September, President Obama struck a wait-and-see attitude.
I don't think that we would consider them an ally, but we don't consider them an enemy. They are a new government that is trying to find its way.
But analysts say Morsi has proved himself and his organization, the Muslim Brotherhood, to be major political players on the world stage. And if the ceasefire agreement between Hamas and Israel holds, it will be his shining achievement. But it's also a risk. Morsi made Egypt the guarantor of the ceasefire. Samer Shahata, an Egypt expert at Georgetown University.
This was an unmitigated victory for Morsi.
Morsi used Egypt's historic links with Israel through its intelligence services to convey messages to the Israeli government from Hamas, while speaking directly to the Hamas leadership as well as other Palestinian factions during the 8-day crisis.
Morsi did something seemingly undoable. He condemned the Israeli military action and supported the Palestinian people, and at the same time was actively involved and seen as the most likely broker for a truce.
Although Hamas is the ruler of the Palestinian Gaza Strip, in the past it was never welcomed at the negotiating table. The United States and Israel won't speak to Hamas. They label it a terrorist organization. But in this new Middle East, where many compliant Western-backed dictators are replaced with Islamist-elected leaders, Morsi, Shahata says, became the only feasible mediator. He spoke to world leaders from Iran, historic backers of Hamas, to the United States. And using his links with Hamas, an offshoot of the regional Muslim Brotherhood, he conveyed messages back and forth, all while taking a very different line than Egypt's Western ally, the United States, blaming Israel for the aggression. Shahata says Egyptians and the world saw Morsi act quickly and effectively. Although Egypt has had a traditional role in mediating between Israel and the Palestinians in the past, it was done through the head of intelligence, and analysts say deposed Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak was seen as a lackey of the U.S. Shahata says this time it was starkly different.
Mubarak was only symbolically there, but Morsi was front and center. He was the one who was involved, and he is the one who gets credit.
Israel and Hamas don't agree on much. But with Morsi's help, they did agree to cease fire last night. Israel also promised to stop assassinating Hamas's leaders and ease the blockade on Gaza. Details of that are still being negotiated. Israel praised Egypt's role, and Hamas's political leader Khaled Mishad paid tribute to Morsi during a press conference in Cairo.
I thank Egypt, and above all, the dear, brave Egyptian president. The Egyptian president, since the attack started, acted like a real Muslim and Arab leader. Also, when the escalations increased, he gave instructions that helped reach this stage.
He added that Morsi did not sell out the resistance, as Hamas refers to itself, to Israel's occupation, while getting both sides to compromise. Mishal was defiant.
God revealed the weakness of Israel on the hands of the heroes of Gaza. We are proud of what the heroes achieved. We are out of this battle with our heads high.
While this is an unquestionable win for Morsi internationally, domestically the problems are more complicated in this nascent democracy. The constitutional writing process is falling apart along Islamist liberal lines. In downtown Cairo, intense battles rage between police and protesters, and the economy is faltering. Morsi's actions on those issues, observers say, is how he and the Muslim Brotherhood will be judged in Egypt. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.